This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The president of the Philippines is under fire. Opponents are calling on Gloria Macapagal Arroyo to resign. They say she tried to influence the outcome of last year's presidential election, which she won. Yesterday, in a nationally televised address, Arroyo admitted talking to an election official during the vote counting. She labeled it a lapse in judgment, but she denied any attempt to influence the result of the election.
President Arroyo is also the target of blame among some women's groups. It is getting harder for women in the Philippines to plan when they have children. Foreign donors are cutting back on the distribution of free contraceptives to the poor. The Philippine government doesn't make up the difference. And the powerful Catholic Church opposes any family planning methods except those the Church defines as natural. This is prompting women's groups to warn of a surge in the number of unwanted pregnancies, enough to undermine the fight against poverty. NPR's Michael Sullivan starts his report in one of the neighborhoods that's affected.
Baseco is one of Manila's poorer slums. It's near the harbor, a collection of flimsy, dirt-floored shacks made from tarps and scrap metal, with raw sewage running past the front doors. The Women's Healthcare Foundation clinic here is a lifeline for many. The NGO that runs it offers counseling and contraceptives, checkups for expectant mothers, and follow-up care for newborns. There's also a free lunch program for several dozen neighborhood children. But the clinic is closing this month. It is a victim, volunteer Maria Grace says, of Manila Mayor Lito Atienza's campaign to stop private clinics from providing information on and access to modern family planning methods. Government health clinics stopped providing these services shortly after Atienza took office over a year ago.
When the mayor said we had to stop promoting family planning, we had no choice but to close the clinic. That means no more consultations, no more distribution of medicines, and no more feeding programs.
A few hundred yards away, an 11-year-old girl scrubs her school uniform while several neighborhood women contemplate the clinic's closing. 25-year-old Jema Martin is clearly distressed. She has four small children and a husband who works only occasionally. She's been getting injectable contraceptives from the clinic.
What am I going to do now? I was supposed to go back for my next injection next month. It's not right that the mayor won't allow the clinic to help us, because if we have more children, then our lives will be even more difficult.
Jema's neighbor is 48-year-old Susan Apolinario. She has seven children, with an eighth on the way. She asked for a tubal ligation after the last baby. The public hospital where she gave birth refused. Women's rights groups blame President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo for rolling back modest gains in women's reproductive rights made under previous presidents. They blame her, too, for creating a climate where reproductive health opponents like Mayor Atienza can thrive. Lalan de Vela is with the women's health group Likaan.
We actually believe that Mayor Atienza is going against the Constitution, because it does say that people are supposed to have the free will to decide responsibly on the number of children. And he's going against that. And yet, he's not being checked on that.
The government's decision to promote only natural family planning has left many poor women vulnerable. Natural family planning requires a husband or partner's full cooperation, and even then, the failure rate is high. Women's health groups are not calling for legalized abortion, merely better choices when it comes to family planning. And there are some in Mrs. Arroyo's own government who question her natural family planning-only approach. Mia Ventura is Deputy Executive Director of the Philippines Commission on Population. She says there are many women who want access to modern family planning methods but aren't getting it.
We have now about 2 million women who would like to practice but are unable to. So we will not be able to meet them. So if you're not going to meet these people, you're going to have unplanned pregnancies, unwanted pregnancies. And unplanned pregnancies, we all know, could lead to abortion.
Abortion is illegal in the predominantly Roman Catholic Philippines, but the World Health Organization says 70% of unwanted pregnancies here end in abortion. There are an estimated 400,000 illegal abortions performed in the Philippines every year. Many are carried out under unsafe conditions, and about a quarter of them result in hospitalization for complications. And when the women get to the hospital, says WHO Country Director Jean-Marc Olivet, they often face hostile health care providers.
That means if you come in a hospital and you bleed and you're suspect to have had a provoked abortion, you will not be taken care. First, you will be scolded, you know, saying, you know, what you've done is illegal. You should suffer. And so attention, medical attention is not given immediately to the person and she may stay. And then you may have delayed, which can result in complications in the future.
Undersecretary for Health Etheline Nieto insists no woman is refused treatment for having an abortion, but it's clear she has little sympathy for those who do.
We do not deny them access to health care. Probably some of the our personnel might scold them for getting or having an abortion. Because, you know, the Philippines is predominantly a Catholic country. We will never accept abortion as a means of family planning. They should have gone to the health centers beforehand instead of getting an unwanted pregnancy and thereafter resort to an abortion.
Women's groups are quick to point out that closing existing health centers doesn't help. Access to information and modern contraceptives, they say, would help ensure fewer unwanted pregnancies and fewer abortions. Many blame President Arroyo for allowing the Roman Catholic Church to set state policy. Archbishop Oscar Cruz, former president of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines, says the church is not the problem.
The church never teaches that we multiply like rabbits. It doesn't talk of numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4. It says, have children that you can care for, that you can send to school, and that's it. But do it the right way. Not get the joys and then avoid the obligations. Not enjoy the rights and not talk of the duties. They come together.
Archbishop Cruz says allowing modern contraceptives is the first step toward allowing abortion. But he is not unsympathetic to the plight of the poor.
Poverty will lessen culpability. I know that. I'm not saying the poor are sinless. I'm just saying that I think the poor have more reasons. I'm getting into trouble here. The poor have reasons to be able to commit mistakes that perhaps those who know more and who are more able cannot invoke when they do the same thing.
The Philippines has Southeast Asia's highest fertility rate and one of the lowest rates of contraceptive use. Last week, the Commission on Population estimated the population would grow by more than 12 million in the next 6 years if more effective family planning methods are not put in place. Rapid population growth will hamper efforts to reduce poverty and improve the economy. A reproductive health bill now before Congress would help address this problem while providing more choices for women. It faces strong opposition from both the church and President Arroyo. Women's health groups acknowledge getting the bill passed is a long shot. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.